is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
All my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to turn their radios on. Once again, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that have that arthritis, that gout, some right now have sicknesses that have been with you for a mighty long time and you're wondering what to do. You know, friends, we've dealt with herbal remedies for many a year. Some are dealing with evildoers. Some are in financial need. Maybe you right now are in prayer right now for your family to have peace, trying to have success on that job. Yes, you that have that court case pending. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that wish to write us, get your pencil and paper ready, friend. Those of you that are having trouble right now, like we've said in the past, there's always somebody back in the days of old that could always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so you can get rid of that pain in that body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. Yes, friends, I'm here to tell you that God is yet in the blessing business. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. No matter what you're facing, friends, you can turn that situation around. All you need is just that faith, friends. Write down the telephone number again. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. That's right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. When you write me, my friends, include your return address and your telephone number. Some right now are praying that they don't have to go through the things that they've seen others go through. Some right now have been different places looking for help. I'm going to ask that you don't give up, my friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to turn it around. I'm going to play a testimonial for you in just a minute, and I'm going to get right back with you. Again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, letting you know that there is a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in prayer and that are in need. Yes, my friends, I've talked to some that had trouble with their mate, their loved one, that husband, that wife that's gone astray. Some right now has had trouble just trying to enjoy the life that God has given us here on this earth without going backwards. My friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've tried to turn it around, write down that telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444.
And you was having problems with witchcraft?
Right.
and you didn't have no peace.
No, I understand.
Well, you tell me. You tell me what happened.
What happened since you came?
Yeah. Tell me what happened before you came.
Before you came?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was, had a problem. Nothing didn't seem to go right. And, they were putting it in my window, in my door, through the cracks, so I could smell it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Seemed like something was stalking me. You know, I had to raid the window at night and open the doors up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And on my job, they were putting it on my job. It made me miserable on my job. And they get on my clothes, and when they get on my clothes, everything in my house smells just like witchcraft.
Uh-huh. Everything you touch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then when I stopped by there Sunday night after the broadcast,
right?
Because I told you I was coming down there now.
You did.
And I came.
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me how things are happening. What's happening around there?
Okay, I ain't smelled no more witchcraft in the window or in the doors, not even in my apartment at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't did everything you know you told me to do yet.
No, we ain't even. Should we just touch the surface? And the surface showed you how well it's going to work.
Jesus heals, and I know he gives to you and you.
Yes, my friends, no matter what you're facing, there is a way being made out of nowhere. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer here on another Lord's Day. No matter what you're praying over, my friends, let's just join us. Lay your hand on that radio. You might be praying with someone that's having the same trouble that you're having on the other side of town. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Friends, I'm asking that you don't give up, friends. I'm asking that no matter what you face, my friends, you'd look at it and keep that prayer in your heart. No matter how many times you prayed over it, don't you dare give up, my friends. Don't you dare give up. Again, friends, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. My friends, oh, my God, I Wonder if we have enough time for another testimonial here. In the meantime, friends, those of you that are writing, once again, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Write that prayer request down. Whatever donation you send, my friend, you send it from your heart. If not from your heart, there's nothing anyone can do with it. Oh, my friends. And remember, include your return address, my friends, and your name and address and telephone number and zip code. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, you too can turn that situation around with prayer.
Like, oh, I don't have the money. I can't do this. I can't help you. And I can't help you. And I was so down and out. Sunday, I guess it must have been God's will for me to listen to the radio station, because I've never listened to that station on a Sunday morning at that time, because I'm usually in church. And so I was at the, just cooking and listening to the radio. And next thing I know, I had your name and number, and I was calling. And from that point on, everything has just been totally different. Totally different. Amazing. But then I just have a different feeling about myself and about my home, about everything.
Because at first I was listening to you when you first called, and you really, I mean, by dealing with unnatural things, mm-hmm. and it's even worse than witchcraft. Mm-hmm. I mean, worse.
I know, because I just couldn't feel that this was something that was natural, because it happened to me too suddenly. All of a sudden, it just, there I was sick. And it all happened when I told him I was not going to be seeing him anymore. And that, you know, that I thought it would be best if we went our separate ways. I said, you're not going to change him. It's not going to do me any good to continue sitting around waiting on you. I said, all you want to do every time you come jokingly away, you know. And I didn't pay it any attention, because I know once before he went to Nigeria, and when he came back.
And he even said the word voodoo.
Oh, he's mentioned that to me more than one time, voodoo. But he did, he just said one time, he says, well, I'm going to put something on you, and nobody's going to ever have you. I can't have you.
And that's what happened
to
you.
And you're not going to leave me.
And you've been this, how long has this been going on?
Well, I've been sick like this for a year. Well, not a year, I'll say.
Oh, my God. Some say, Rev, I'd love to know.